Nimbin, known around the world as the hippie cannabis capital of Australia, is a village in the hills an hour or two west of Byron Bay that became an idea in 1973 when a festival was held there. Some of the festival goers stayed on. They bought land, formed communities, and got on with establishing an alternative lifestyle, painting the shops with messages of peace and love.
When we came here, this was a ghost town. We bought, which was a wonderful thing for anti-war activists, we bought the RSL Club for $500. The Rainbow Cafe, that whole building cost us $1,000. The Hemp Embassy we bought for $1,000. So here it was, a community gathered and owned half the town. We had the freedom of the streets, and that's what we've always had, and that's what we keep needing to have.
They were black sheep, and their recreational drug of choice was cannabis. So they grew their own and gave a bit away. In a good year, they had enough to sell. Gradually, a pot market developed in the main street, which brought visitors looking for a bag, and the market grew until pot dealing now dominates the town.
When I arrived, we all used to sneak a joint in the Rainbow Cafe or at home, and pot was given away. It didn't have a price, it wasn't dealt, we didn't sell it. Some people did go down the city and share with their friends and get some money, and that's what got the car registered or put the roof on the house or whatever. But what I have seen over the last 10 years or so has been a rapid escalation in the business of selling marijuana in Nimbin.
Strangely, police have never moved to stamp out the blatant cannabis trade. Sure, there have been some big raids over the years, and the choppers come every year. But when the police leave, the dealers reappear and business resumes. From such roots sprang a campaign to legalise the herb, and the first Nimbin Mardi Gras drug reform rally was held in 1993. It was a party with a message that grew into an annual event, attracting 10,000 or so people on the final day. For 13 Mardi Grasses, police kept out of the way and allowed the village and its visitors to chuff up openly and disappear in a cloud of pot smoke for the weekend. But not this year. 2 weeks before the festival was due to begin, a special squad of police appeared on the streets of the town every day. The area's new top cop threw down the gauntlet in a media release, warning of a new police attitude of zero tolerance to law-breaking at Shear's 14th Mardi Gras. Not even minor breaches of the law would be tolerated. Nimbin is not a playground for illegal drug activity, the superintendent told people planning to attend the festival. He estimated that 200 police were rostered on for the event. To the gentlefolk of Nimbin, this sounded like the police expected a riot. So the town waits, like a Glen Rowan or Eureka stockade. Will the village be swarming with cops and sniffer dogs? Are the hippies cool enough not to take the bait? Let's go to Nimbin for Mardi Gras and see what happens.
Get back now. What you're doing is illegal. Go back. And if we need you, we'll give you a call. Go on. And if you don't want to do that and you've got nothing to do, there's cows in the creek. You've got a national disaster like cane toads, out of control. They spray us every day with bloody chemicals, boreal. Get real, wake up. You're working for the devil. Wake up. It's illegal what you're doing.
You're taking away our rights as the people.
Oh, mate, it's Saturday night day. Pretty local, but it's not Eureka stockade. Well, the first word from the streets is outside the entrance to Peace Park, where we learn that there's a plan afoot to let loose several decoys in town who have rubbed their clothes with cannabis to confuse any sniffer dogs who may appear. A bunch of fairies are assembling to dance, more of them later. There's a minor police presence, 12 that I can count. They don't appear to be doing any busting or searching or using any overbearing tactics. However, their presence has cut drastically the sale and use of cannabis on the streets. Usually it's just a fog, marijuana smoke, but not today. But nonetheless, everyone's having just the same good time. And have you noticed any increased police presence this time?
Definitely. I was here last night and there's more police than there were people, and they got that dark blue gear on. It makes them look hard. It makes it look like they're ready to bash someone.
How are they behaving?
I haven't had any qualms. They keep them to themselves, but I haven't seen anybody selling drugs like they usually do, or anyone smoking drugs.
Part of the reason that doctors have been so prepared to focus on the occasional casualties from marijuana is their absolute blindness to the casualties from prescribed drugs, which numerically, of course, must be much greater than the casualties that we get from illegal drugs.
If you tell a young person not to do something, i.e. don't touch that drug, don't do that, I'll turn my back and I guarantee you they will be doing it. It's peer pleasure. Human beings are inquisitive. We all touch drugs. It's normal human behaviour. Most of us survive. A couple of points. Pharmaceutical industry, there is a vested interest in the whole prohibition argument. I mean, the 80% of people die from tobacco mortality in drug and alcohol. 12% is from alcohol, about 7% is from pharmaceuticals, and about 1 or 2% is from illicit drugs. And I think there's one person who's died from cannabis, and it was a lump of cannabis that fell off a building and hit the guy on the head, but it didn't really happen. There are no recorded deaths from cannabis. Yes, there are problems with it, but like other drugs.
At the back of the museum, little reggae. Heaps of people, tourists, under the palm trees.
They tried to give to me life and misery, economic stress and poverty. But the truth has come and set me free. All the sad times in the past, time to rejoice in time. Better catch that soul train fast. Suffer. Spreading in your family tree. Whoa, it's bringing out the best in you and me. Whoa, truth has come and it has set us free. Whoa, and it's bringing out the best in you and me.
The costumes are absolutely outrageous. There's a man red on one side of his near-naked body and white on the other, with a white scarf over his shoulder and a white forked tail. There are women dressed as gypsies. There are people from all over the world. There are hippie women with young kids draped over their shoulders. There are bikies. There are bales of hay and treadlocks. Everyone's having a good time. And no one seems to be smoking or selling dope. Only four police people.
Please, Beef Robin, at the barbecue in front of the house, please.
They're doing nothing but standing around with their arms folded. There's an amazing amount of herbal smoke in there, and I don't mean cannabis smoke, I mean rosemary and oregano and lion's foot and all stuff is being smoked. There's a couple of mounted police people. One's a woman, perhaps they both are fine looking horses. There are some yellow jackets with what looks like a horse written on them. I think we might have worked that out for ourselves. They're doing no harm. Every vantage point in town is being exploited for its commercial possibilities. This one's a first. The post office. The front of the hut post office. Is now just a riot of colour handmade bags, all stitched together, rainbow colours, hand woven, knitted this and that, plaited belts. And there's the state old post office boxes in ranks behind them. It's a joy to see. tells the story. Rainbow Lane, centre of all the illicit cannabis dealing, not all, but the centre of cannabis dealing in Melbourne, is empty. Not one young fella flogging his wares.
How you going, buddy?
Barely smell
a whiff of the weed.
But I'm sure it's around. Everyone's just respected and they know what it's like, so don't put it in people's faces. And, you know, do what you feel, but do it respectable. I mean, even myself, I haven't drank for ages, but seeing the cops around, it's sort of, no, I'm not going there, they're there, I'll go around. And, you know, that way you're not in people's faces and I'm having a ball. I love it. You know, like the thing is, I don't like the police around in one way because, you know, like the old saying, you know, they're going to be around, it's going to be horrible and, you know, pretty fucked, but it's not. It's what you make it. And I am really enjoying myself. As long as you've got a positive attitude and you don't get fearful and put it in your face, be respectable, you'll enjoy yourself.
Last year they were chuffing it up and now this year there's too many police and it sucks. But it's still cool.
There's an artist there painting in black and white, capturing what he calls the transparency of the people. Tell me more, brother.
Well, I'm trying to look at it as they are not skin, they're glass. And as the night goes on, there'll be ghosts of the movement of these people all the way through it. Plus, a bit of a mixture with the cars and all this stuff.
You're suggesting there's something insubstantial about them?
No, not at all. No, I just think life is insubstantial.
Here come those two horsewomen again. And they're being treated with some respect and I wouldn't say affection, but it's like they're on a parade in the city streets somehow. Big brown animals and they're just doing their thing. No one's taking the slightest notice of them.
The nice thing is that the data on cannabis potency is now really coming in. In Europe, we have a mob that's called the European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction that in 2005 produced a very good monograph that shows that, in fact, cannabis concentrations have risen to a minor degree over the last 10 or 20 years, probably from somewhere like 2 to 4% to 6 to 8% potency at the very most. 30% cannabis doesn't exist. The best got was in the Nedder weed, and that was one particular year where someone, I think, grew some very, very good pot, and they got 16%, and that's been top.
22%.
Well, I know, Andrew, but you know, some people are better, you know, and I think Australia can do well. But basically, the main message from this report was that, no, the pot is not substantially stronger than it was when you were a teenager. As far as psychosis is concerned, I think, well, as Harry says, there are certain individuals that really should avoid cannabis, but they should probably also avoid alcohol, they should certainly avoid amphetamines, and probably avoid opiates. So it really is one of those situations where you're not learning anything new, but certainly from epidemiological studies we know that cannabis does not cause psychosis. It may exacerbate psychosis, but it will not cause psychosis. What we call de novo, in other words, someone who is not going to get a psychosis.
The Oasis Cafe. Always something of a little music. There's a very spectacular looking fellow in sea-coloured flares with a series of jingly-jangly vests and belts and around the neck and a sombrero in pink and the mask in pink and light blue, in fact, lilac. Tell me, brother, I believe that this is the first Mardi Gras we've had where you can see from one end of the street to the other without having a cloud of
possibility. Oh, exactly.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I got it right, eh? I'm not just kidding myself.
No, it's all about reality.
All right.
Yeah.
You find it different, this Mardi Gras, to others?
Yeah, because what you see is what you get.
Hey, and what do you see?
It's more than what I've got.
Okay.
I got Bible to let help for my
And you were saying earlier too that you noticed a different vibe when you arrived on Friday night. What did you see?
Well, I hadn't been here before, so I just thought it was going to be a lot more laid back, but it just seemed a lot more people were taking more chemicals than they were just natural stuff, what the whole thing's about, isn't it?
It's the one.
Yeah.
And how old were they?
Oh, a younger age. A lot of the older generations that I noticed were just smoking, but it was a lot younger crew here than I expected, and they were just doing a lot more chemicals than what I expected to be here. So it kind of ruined it for me, because it was like they were all just running around crazy and not just relaxing like, you know, you think it's going to be like.
And they're in the Emporium talking to the owners. How are the numbers compared to last year?
They're down on last year, but that's well and truly compensated by the good behaviour of the customers that we've had. We've had very little problems here this year.
So how would you assess the police involvement this year? It sounds like you think it's been a positive move.
Well, for us, we have a family business here, and we have a lot of good people working here, and they haven't had to cop the abuse and the there hasn't been as much theft, because I believe there's the police presence is sort of, people realise that they're not going to get away with too much because they're everywhere.
Just heard a report that the police presence in town has swelled to something like 70, and that two buses with maybe 20 or so police have headed out of towns, presumably to establish roadblocks, checking people entering or leaving the village. There are reports of at least one sniffer dog in town, and that the two police women from yesterday have become five today. Despite the extremely non-threatening behaviour of the police so far, we could still be on the verge of a major operation. Gathering now, bright sunshine, 27 degrees. Just across the road from the police station, where only two police are visible. One of them said that they have some surprises for us. Yesterday's publicity left open the possibility of a contingent of 200 being present in the town about now, and the rumours continue to circulate that there is a large force of police gathering outside the town, probably to be there if required, maybe to show its face. But there's no tension here, as people arrive in all sorts of costumes, smiles, to make their protest, have their day, and demonstrate for cannabis law reform. So far, Niven, so good.
Word is that it's a bit more laid back this year, that there's less drunkenness, if you like, and the police are relaxing a bit, eh?
I think it was, you know, clearly no one was going to go off and there was going to be no... I don't think there's been one arrest, you know, so a lot of the police were bored, but they enjoyed the Hemp Olympics. And they might have enjoyed a few things.
They joined the Hemp Olympics.
They enjoyed.
Oh.
We tried to get them to join, but they didn't quite go that far. No, they, you know, it's not them, and it's probably not their commander. Mate, who's pushing in? Who's saying Nimbin's the next riot? What a thing to say about laid-back Nimbin. We're a village that's so tolerant and caring and open-hearted, too tolerant for our own good. We got all the homeless, all the lost youth, all the people who need real help, you know, and we've got them all here together in Nimbin, and they just send in mounted troopers in riot gear. Mate, I think they're scared.
Good to see you here, my friend. You'll record the horse charge as it happens, I hope.
I will, mate. I'm recording at the moment. What do you think of it so far, mate?
Well, I'm a little concerned, Don. I can't see why you need to line up four mounted police persons on one side of the road and a police van with the lights already on from what I can see here, and about maybe 10 or 12 gendarmes in front of it on the other side of the road, almost as though they're going to try to get us in a pincer movement.
And we're off. very slow beginning, a little caution in the air. Straight past the police station. One divvy man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Police, that's it. 9 maybe. There's a couple more. Not 200 though. And there goes the big joint. Tradition in the minute. 5, 10, 15 metre long mock cannabis joint made of canvas and bamboo. Looks like they haven't quite finished this year's. And then it says, looking rather forlorn with no underside. And it's usually got a bale of hay stuck in the front and smoking like buggery. But not today. Into the middle of town now. Crowds 5 or 6 deep. Rough estimate, 5,000 people. Just about everyone's got a camera in their hand. Nice to get a smile on their face.
The Nimbin Mardi Gras 2006. What a fantastic parade.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
You're enjoying the Mardi Gras? You like the Mardi Gras?
Yes, I like Mardi Gras.
You look like you've been to a Mardi Gras before, mate.
Yeah,
but
man.
Right. How do you like this one without the ganja?
Yeah, loving it, man. Loving it. Living it. It's all good, man.
Doesn't seem to make a lot of difference whether everyone's ripped or not, does it?
And it's lovely.
Smaller crowd, but I think it's a really nice size for the town. And pre-Mardi Gras, I'd say that the town's finally accepted Mardi Gras as sort of an annual event. Instead of getting annoyed, people are like, what are you going to do? You know, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And, yeah, well, a lot more police than we've ever had before, but I think we handled it really well.
And how do you think they handled it? Did they behave?
Pretty good, but they were a bit bored. Some of them got a little bit gung-ho when they got bored. They really had nothing to do.
Well, the procession's arrived in Peace Park, and nothing untoward happened. And finally, the boys and girls are lighting up, starting to dance. The whole crowd has formed a big circle around the Gunja fairies who are doing their thing, belly dancing, waving their parasols. Anyone who's got a drum is beating it. Anyone who can look like a princess for the day is beating it. Can I say you look like a princess for the day, Go? May I say you look like a princess for the day?
Oh, thank you.
Gunja Queen.
Gunja Queen. Gunja Queen.
Hey, welcome Mardi Gras 2006. Yay! Anyway, it's a great crowd and thank you so much for coming. Who can tell what's Damiana and what's Gunja at a glance? I've had trouble all day and now I'm feeling dizzy. Mate. Anyway, there's been lots of police on the roads. I really appreciate everyone coming. And it shows how much people feel about the issue. Us hippies here in Nimbin, you know, I've been here 30 years now, and Paul Joseph up the end here, one of the originators, was very passionate about the police this morning, mate. I feel too weary to even get angry. And the police have been in the majority very courteous, I've found, or I've been told. I know you'd be screaming at me if that wasn't generally true. I don't blame them, you know. I just think it's absolute overkill. I think we had 6 police last year. This year, I bet there's more than 60. They brought 6 horses with riot gear on. Mate, this is hippies having a riot. Thank you, Gunja Fairies! Yo-ho! Hey! Where are you? Aussies, and I love it. They smoked a lot of pot. If the poor police and the politicians, mate, there must be sniffer dogs at Parliament House. If they smoked a bit of pot, I think they understand cannabis is not really the riot drug. They're doing their best with prohibition to turn us into it. And one of the big causes, I reckon, is a pot stinks, you know. You smoke a bong and it stinks. So all the bongs went down the creek over Mardi Gras. They don't necessarily stop. You know, everything just goes underground a bit. Us hippies, we can adapt. It's one thing we've always been able to do. We've had a hard time for a long time, mate. We'll outlive the lot of them. I reckon the poor old coppers have sent up a huge team because they don't get out of the office much. They're very busy. They're not sure what's happening in Niven, and we have got it all on camera, but maybe it's all maybe they're doing it down the back. Anyway, I don't think they understand. I don't want to get angry about it. I really appreciate that the police have been courteous here. I reckon they need letters. I reckon we need to stand up. It's worth putting it in print because the political process is so shallow, it runs on letters to the editor and headlines, mate. It's pathetic. How does a community get heard? For 5 years, good people in the town have asked for a few police walking the beat. We've had heaps lately in overalls and guns. They are going to change Nimbin culture. They won't get rid of us. But what they do when they persecute pot, which is in the marketplace with all the other drugs nowadays, and there's a new generation out there who'll drop a bit of acid or snort a bit of ice, no one finds that because it doesn't smell like cannabis or it doesn't have, it's not that natural, beautiful, herbal thing, mate. Hey! And a very good thing that the police did help with, we have broken the world record for the most number of joints ever lit at once. Yeah. 327. Man! Paul Joseph.
I hope that next year we might be able to invite the police with those beautiful horses, maybe dress them a little bit more gently, but join the parade. That share with us in the freedom of the streets. We've done no harm. We're here for good. We're here for kindness. Everybody, share that kindness. Join with us. And let's keep building community. That's the one precious thing this world needs now. The one thing we need now is kindness.
For those of you that have come here against all odds, and I wouldn't want to go through that blockade at the road at Gunelibah, of Gulmungar with police dogs smelling my car either. So look, you are so brave. So brave. And we're really dependent on you people to take this message back home. That this is what our life can be if we let it. If we let it go on, we can live with police and this fascist state that we've got to experiment. Now, only 4 years ago, I was telling all the crowd standing here again that this is what it felt like when there was no prohibition, when marijuana was something we had, demonstrations of industrial hemp and fabrics and seed and everything. And this is what hemp can do for this community, for this planet. And this is what it would feel like if there was no prohibition, because everyone was really happy. We were smoking pot, we were sharing it, seeds were being exchanged. So now, everybody, this is what it feels like when you live under oppression. This whole campaign, this rally, everything started when a gentleman called Bob Hopkins stood at the Shannon Market and brought out a cupboard and said, come on, come on, get in the cupboard and come out again. And admit that you smoke pot. And that it's good for the planet. And it does more than just create. It's got so much going for it. And let other people talk to you about that. Anyway, enjoy the riot.
We'll be right back.
So as the sun begins to set over Nevin, the 14th Mardi Gras has come and gone. Without a riot, without hardly an arrest. A handful here and there for possession of small amounts. And no doubt, most of these folk will be back next year. This is a NIMFM production from Nimbin Community Radio, produced by Don Sharp with technical assistance from Warwick Fry.